is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, December 13th, 2006. And I was planning on doing a gangbang show where we got lots of people on Skype and chatted. But I think what I'm going to do is talk with Brian and David of the OccasionalFag.com, their podcast, and find out about what their Church Ladies for Choice is all about, and get some links to some different things. So let's call Brian and David and make the show about them.
Hello.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And hi, David.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I had a bad day at work today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was just a bit frustrating. They put a new Xserve in, and I don't know why, but the Macintoshes in my office don't seem to like to play with each other, so every time I was trying to do something, the server would crash, and then it would lock my machine up for 5 or 10 minutes before it would realize the server wasn't there anymore, and then let me continue to do work.
Oh, that sucks.
Me and everybody else in the office, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. And Brian, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm well-fed and relaxed, and yeah, my work day was nothing to talk about, just kind of boring, so...
Well, the fact that you're back to work is something to talk about.
Yes, I am back to work.
Well, that's good.
I'm not building anything. We're building an incredibly dull set for the American Ballet Theatre's production of Romeo and Juliet, and it's nothing special. Believe me. But I'm stuck on it.
But I'm sure you're enjoying your work.
Well... It's nice to, yeah, when the first paycheck, you know, is directly deposited into my account, I'll feel much better.
Yeah, that's true. Well, for my listeners, I should tell you that this is David and Brian from the Occasional Fag podcast. And how's that going for you guys?
I think pretty well. Since we were last on your show, I think we picked up an extra 15 to 20 subscribers or downloads each episode.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Glad to hear it.
I mean, it's kind of a guesstimate because you look at the numbers and try and remember what the old numbers were.
True.
Yeah, I don't think Libsyn gives us as much information as you get using WordPress. You use WordPress, don't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't use WordPress. Oh. I get all my statistics from Libsyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, when's your next show coming out?
We don't know.
Oh.
Remember, we're occasional. This is why we aren't suffering from podcast fatigue or fade.
Oh, that's true.
We only do it when we feel like it.
I'm working on editing the sounds we collected at the Broadway flea market back in September, and David is working on a bunch of stuff that we got down at Sylvia's Place, which is a homeless drop-in center for queer youth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So sometime in the future...
Well, probably. I'm almost done, so if David doesn't get his, then mine will go up first, and there you have it.
Okay. That's cool.
Probably around the week of Christmas.
Well, I think that will be a week where podcasters will probably be taking off, so that'll be a good time to post a show.
Yeah, and we just posted one that was kind of an on the fly. We were doing clinic defense on Sunday?
Saturday.
Was it Brian?
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Saturday morning.
The 9th.
But after clinic defense, while we were all... going back to a friend's house for brunch, a few of the defenders wrote a new song.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that. And I was going to say, it was there supposed to be something else? Because the song pretty much ended the show, right?
The song pretty much ended the show.
Okay.
The song was the show.
Yeah.
There was no...
Well, you did chat a little bit at the beginning, but you're right.
Yeah.
I think I listened to that on Saturday, I think. Yeah.
It was just something short and sweet that we threw out there.
Well, now, are you guys ready for Christmas?
No.
No, I haven't even started my Christmas cards yet.
Oh, I got my Christmas cards done yesterday. What about shopping?
Well, unfortunately, you know, when I don't have shows to build, I'm laid off. And being laid off, I haven't had money. So I just haven't really... I watched a lot of television.
That's good. TV's always good, I think.
TV's great.
I have a little bit of shopping to do, but all of that, I'm almost done, yeah. And most of my family, well, my sister and her family are going to Puerto Rico, so I think I'll shop for them the day after Christmas.
That's
Because I won't see them until after the first of the year.
So you can get those bargains after Christmas?
Yes.
Now, let me get this straight, You guys are not partners, right?
No.
No, but his partner's name is David.
Well, I saw on his on Brian's website the partner David with the new glasses. I think recently.
Yes. Yeah. That is my partner David. Although my partner David calls David from the occasional fag my wife.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Because as in your wife is calling when David calls.
Oh, okay. That's pretty wild.
As in, you know, you're spending more time with your wife than me.
Ooh.
But it's more humorous than.
Anything
bitter.
Else? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so the other day when I called, David answered the phone, and I was arguing with him about why he got custody of our husband.
Oh. Too funny. Now, how long have you guys known each other? Like forever, right?
15, 14 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 15 or 14 years.
Yeah. David and I met through activism, through ACT UP and the Church Ladies for Choice, and.
That's what the letters stand for on your website.
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to, what's that, CF something? I couldn't figure that all out.
CLFC.
Yeah, CLFC. Okay.
It gets kind of tiresome typing it out, and I figure everyone who knows me knows, so, yeah.
Okay. There used to be a branch of the Church Ladies for Choice in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've traveled down twice, this was a while ago, and we're kind of put up or hosted by them. And very sweet. I forget, what was the name of the lead church lady down there?
Glory Hall. Come to me.
Glory
Hall. Hall. Maybe. He was a sweetheart. I remember that.
Well, now they're not no longer together or something?
Church ladies come and go.
Oh.
I remember many years ago, I put together a little packet that was like a, you know, form your own Church Ladies for Choice group, so that when Operation Rescue, if you remember them from years back, when they did their seven cities siege, where they had clinic blockades in seven different cities, we actually had Church Lady groups that met them in four of those cities. So that was nice.
That's nice.
What happened, you know, to those men and women afterwards, I don't know. But we were in Philadelphia during that adventure.
Now, you're going to have to forgive my ignorance, but Church Ladies for Choice of what?
Oh, pro-choice. Church Ladies for Choice. Yeah, they formed around pro-choice issues and clinic defense. One of a woman that we love... She goes by many names. We'll call her Yasha Bunchik. But she was a member of both WAM, which was the Women's Health Action Mobilization, which was a group that formed opposite kind of ACT UP around women's issues. So there was ACT UP and WAM, and this one woman, Yasha, was a part of both of them. And she heard about a group in, I think...
Philadelphia.
That did this like one-time street theater thing called Church Ladies for Choice. And she wanted to have her own Church Ladies in New York. And if you know Yasha, what she wants, she gets. So she opened up her heart and her closet and dressed us up. And we did our first little, I think our the first thing we showed up at a march for the Title 10 demonstration, which was all about, I think, removing funds...
Title 10 was government funds for healthcare clinics that said that if you mentioned abortion, you from mentioning an abortion. And Title 10 was part of the reason why we gagged the statue, or someone gagged the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
okay, so you would lose your funding if you mentioned
abortion.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you talked about abortion.
So
now they do that if you talk about safe sex or the use of condoms. If you don't
really,
when our government gives funding to healthcare clinics all around the world, they don't like you to talk about abortion. They don't like you to talk about safe sex. It's all abstinence, and you have to ignore abortion.
God, that's just ridiculous.
And one of our church ladies who does a lot of needle exchange went to some seminar on getting funds from the government. And, I can't speak specifically enough about this, but the language he said they used is like proto-Christian. It's all about, I don't know, the words were like save. And it was, we did a show with him. We just never published it or posted it because we couldn't put it together. But someday we'll get him back on and ask him the questions about that again.
Well, that'll be good. Well, now, what is the state of abortion clinics today? I'm assuming that there are not very many in the country left, that is.
It depends on where you live in the country.
Well, I guess I say that because I saw this thing on Frontline on PBS. I guess it was Montana or Wyoming or somewhere like that, where there was only one abortion clinic in the entire state or something.
Yeah, there's
like
a lot of there are a lot of states in the Midwest that there's only one in the entire country because there are doctors that are afraid. They get, you know, the as one of our songs says, they are priests and they are nuns and now they carry guns because they're out, or they were at one time out blowing up clinics and shooting at people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Where is that? I have bookmarked under assholes a number of their websites. The Army of God is www.armyofgod.com is a particularly scary one. If you want to
check that out,
yeah, do with great trepidation because it even freaks me. I mean, it even gets to me. But this is a website that collects. I mean, there's Shelley Shannon and Paul Hill who shot Michael Gunn and. A number of the creepier. Oh, an awful lot of fun, too, is the Homo News, which is a list of all the terrible things that homos do. Let's see.
Oh, God, I just went to that site. That's just nasty.
News links that show why God wrote Leviticus 12.13.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And they obviously use this to get people... Oh, that's... I'm not gonna suggest my listeners go look at it, but if you want to be totally grossed out, go to thearmyofgod.com or just armyofgod.com. Ugh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm just yeah.
I haven't been to the Army of God, so I guess I'm innocent.
Well, I'm,
that might be a good thing. Ugh.
And who else do I have? Ex Gay Ministries under assholes. Respect life.
You have Helpers like a you have like a thing of bookmarks that are called assholes.
Yes,
which I think is, and considering what he has in that set of bookmarks, I think it's insulting to assholes.
That's good.
Well, yeah.
Well, now, what do you think if obviously the there's going to be a change in administration coming here in a few years? Do you think things are going to change for abortion, or is it just going to continue to get worse?
You know, I hesitate to guess where it'll morph because, I mean, I think there will always be forces seeking to curb individual liberties. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to say earlier was the reason when Yasha Bunchik came to me and said, do you want to be a church lady? I mean, even at that point, I knew the same people that want to curb a woman's right to choose also want to curb a gay man's right to choose what to do with his body. I remember Randall Terry, who was Operation Rescue and really big into shutting down the clinics. And the minute he stopped focusing on abortion, he went straight to attacking gays and lesbians in queer culture. So, I mean, that's why I thought, ooh, I want to be a church lady because, well, that also sounded like a lot of fun. But where, I mean, you know, like it morphed from, you know, blockading the clinics to then desperately killing the doctors. And there was a step away from that. And a regrouping because a lot of the worst offenders were imprisoned, and I think, you know, they had to step away from it too because of the bombing in Oklahoma,
right?
And 9/11 also. I mean, this in the same way that ACT UP. I mean, if we were to do some of the things that we wanted to do now, I mean, 9/11 changed everything.
Well, didn't Operation Rescue get? Wasn't there a big court case where they used RICO laws to kind of say that they were...
Yes.
And that's kind of when Randall Terry had... They kind of shut down and Randall Terry decided to move on to stopping us gays from doing whatever it is we want to do.
So then really it's just from one issue to the next, they just have to be on an issue.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, here in New York right now, the group that we've watch the most, or at least I do, is Helpers of God's Precious Infants.
Oh, God.
And, ooh, wait, ew, stop that. You go to their site and immediately it starts. But well, that's where we were. I'm sorry, that's where we were on Saturday, last Saturday, at their monthly prayer vigil in front of a healthcare facility in Brooklyn.
And what were you doing? Were you, like, protesting with your, dressed up as your church ladies? Or what all did you do?
Yeah. The pictures on my websites, the CLC, CLFC Clinic Defense, we were there. And as you can see, it's booger drag. It's low-grade drag. It's quick, fast, and easy drag.
Quick, fast, and easy.
Well, because, I mean, it was really cold. I don't know how you feel about makeup when it's that cold, but I tend not
to wear makeup, so.
Oh.
Well, I don't think any of us were wearing makeup that day either. I didn't even do lipstick. I just did, you know, quick church lady eye makeup, which is a pair of dark sunglasses.
Yes. That's perfect.
And you'll notice, I mean, if you see me, I didn't even, like, put on my dress. I kind of just draped it around my neck as if it were a scarf, and it looks fabulous. But,
Well, now I'm at the, I don't even know which web page this is.
It would be CLFC Clinic Defense.
Oh, there. Okay. I clicked on the Sacred Songs, the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Which
That's
one?
That's not that if anyone is, if they, you know, if they go to, this is my own little Mac website, and if you want to hear some Church Ladies songs, you can go to Church Ladies for Choice Sacred Songs. Or better yet, go to iTunes, search Sacred Songs, and I have it published there, or posted there, if you want to hear the Church Ladies singing.
Mostly out of tune.
Yeah, pray for pitch.
Mostly out of tune. Oh, that's funny. I see what you mean by draping your dress in the sunglasses, yeah. So obviously you get a good response, it looks like. Do the people who are, you know, get all mad at you and stuff?
Yeah. We had one woman, well...
this time it was pretty subdued. The Brooklyn Archdiocese does this once a month. They go out in front of the clinic and they have a prayer vigil.
Well, yeah, it was just pretty dramatic. We had one woman pull a Tammy Faye as she walked by with mascara running down her face as she cried for our souls. So that was pretty fun.
Why can't people just let people, you know, live their lives without interruption? I mean, I guess that's just a huge question, but it's like, it's none of your damn business what, you know, what we do, or even if people are having abortions or not. I mean, the law is the law, and you can still have an abortion.
Well, yeah. But don't the Christians have to save so many babies in order to get into heaven?
I guess. I don't know. But I just hate that. I think they should just keep their noses out of everybody's business.
They're not capable.
Yeah.
Well.
And speaking of Tammy Faye, did you notice in this most recent Advocate, I believe it is, there's a write-up about... her and Jim Baker's son, who has a new ministry here in New York, and I guess he's preaching to the queers because he's accepting.
He's preaching to the queers, as in he's a queer?
No, as in his ministry is an accepting, you know, an accepting ministry, and he wants queers to come join it.
Oh,
I didn't read the whole article, but
I saw something about it on the news, but or maybe it was like Access Hollywood or something like that. I'm not sure which one of those shows I saw something about that he had started his own ministry.
Yeah, they recently moved it to New York, and he's got, like, big ear piercings with grommets and lots of tattoos.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah, I was going to say, isn't he, like, really, like, heavy metal kind of look to him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the... I see it on the side of bus advertising, something in punk? Punk Under God, or...
Yeah, something like that.
So...
Huh. Well, now, are you guys religious yourselves?
I was...
You can take that one, because I'm not terribly religious.
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist, which... I don't know. I don't know if you've noticed to where I go in the blogosphere, there's been a lot of, like, are Mormons really Christians? Or maybe it's just that I go to Andrew Sullivan's page too much. But I want to write to him and just say, hey, pick on Seventh-day Adventists for a while. I mean, you know, we're an 18th century religion from upstate New York, too, and we're just as crazy as the Mormons. I mean, so at an early age, I was taught that, of course, the Pope is the second Antichrist that is raised up after the first Antichrist in Revelations and blah, blah, blah. So the Pope is the devil. So, I mean, it's easy for me to make fun of religion and Catholics. And I kind of, you know, like, I've explored things. I was recently a member of MCC, which is the gay church.
Right.
I did that basically after 9/11. I was like, you know what? I want to sing with people. I just want to be with people and sing and share that kind of energy. So I did that for about a year and a half. Because the church ladies weren't singing as much together, that's for sure.
And you wanted to sing with people who could sing in tune.
So now, then why did it only last a year and a half? What made you change?
I had a run-in with a number of members of the church, and I did not like the way that the pastor handled it. Things change. The pastor that I enjoyed, another one had left, or I'm the minister. I never really know what to call these people. But someone left, someone came in, and the incident brought out certain aspects of the church. I mean, I was a member of MCC also when I lived in Oklahoma, and MCC works wonderfully to me as a refuge for people who want to get away from popular gay culture and also feel victimized by it. So they have a place to gather and be together. But as someone who takes part in popular gay culture, I just never felt comfortable around them. And that was also a part of this incident. I had a woman go off on me for a whole half an hour, and nobody did anything.
I was going to say, did we discuss this last time that you were asked to leave the church or something?
No, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's somebody else I was thinking of.
I left of my own volition.
Yeah. So, do you consider yourself religious today, or spiritual, or?
I'm right now. I'm more or less seeking. I really have no idea where I am on many fronts.
Well, David, what about you?
I was raised in a family that was somewhat anti-Catholic because my grandmother, my grandfather left my mother when she was fairly young, and when my grandmother wanted to remarry, the Catholic Church wouldn't let her because obviously the marriage had been consummated.
Right.
So she left the church and started her own Hungarian-speaking church in our hometown.
Oh, wow.
And then the church I was raised in, the branch that's here in Manhattan, went out of its way. It's just, it's a Protestant Christian church. Went out of its way to find an assistant gay pastor. But we basically went to church on Christmas and Easter and a rare Sunday. So church was something you did on holidays and the rest of the time. So I don't have any really deep religious beliefs.
Well, so then if the way you both are with religion, then how are you celebrating Christmas, or are you celebrating Christmas? Or is that more...
In as commercial a way as possible, since that's what Christmas is really about.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to clarify, because I've talked about it on my podcast that I'm not religious at all, and I've become more atheist than agnostic lately. And the only reason I celebrate Christmas is because of traditions and, commercialization. It has nothing to do with religion for me, so...
Yeah, in a pop secular kind of way, the tree, presents,
exactly,
great food, a feast, yeah.
Even though I do listen to a lot of the Christmas music that tends to be Christian based or whatever, I guess.
Well, Christmas music would have to be Christian based, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
duh, silly me.
I'm going to my brother's in Ohio. And I think we'll do a Christmas Eve at my parents' house, where my brother and his boyfriend and their son and possibly their son's mother and some of her family will all show up at my mother's apartment, and we'll do presents and everything. And then Christmas morning all takes place at my brother's house, and then their son and his mother go to Columbus, where the rest of her family is, and spend the time there. And my brother and his boyfriend go to his family, and I'll go spend the rest of the time with my parents.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
And my sister and her family are going to Puerto Rico, so...
Right.
Last year I went to their house, which is in Pennsylvania, for the Christmas holiday.
Well, you're sure you'll enjoy that.
Yes, but Christmas to me isn't as fun as it used to be. When I was a kid, we had... we went to my grandmother. We had a much more of the extended family that all showed up at my grandmother on my father's side of the family at her house for Christmas Eve, and then everybody came to my parent to our house for Christmas Day, and there was lots of tradition there. But since we're all partnered or married and moved on, we don't have those kind of traditions anymore.
I know exactly what you mean, because when I was a kid too, Christmas was a huge thing. We would all, of course, go to my parents' house. Actually, up until about 4 or 5 years ago, the entire family, there was about 23 of us when we were all together, and we would always go to my mother's house and do a very traditional Christmas and great time. And then my mother moved out of her house into a condo and could not accommodate anybody. So everybody is pretty much continues to have their own Christmases at their own houses. So I'll be spending the day taking my Christmas tree down.
When I was a kid, we never took the Christmas tree down until after the first of the year.
Yeah, I know. My boyfriend has this thing because he's spiritual / religious, and he won't take it down until January 7th.
So it's Boxing Day?
After Three Kings.
Or Three Kings Day.
Yeah, the Day of the Epiphany or something. Is that it?
I know the 6th is Three Kings because that's when David and I are going to, we're going to exchange gifts because of the money shortage.
That's when the Three Kings, you know, who were following the star, showed up in Bethlehem and gave their gifts.
Okay, well.
They weren't there for the 20.
That was the one thing I got out of MCC, is this a new interpretation of the word eunuch that, instead of meaning castrati, means actually sexually disenfranchised, i.e. queer. So that if the Three Kings were eunuchs, they were actually gay men who showed up with, of course, perfume for the Son of God. I mean, who else, you know, like the minister very funnily would always say, you know, who else would show up with perfume for the Son of God but three gay men? So, I don't know. I like the idea of celebrating, you know, the Three Kings Day or Three Queens.
Yeah, I was going to say, change it to Three Queens Day. Oh, well, that's very interesting. Yeah. Well, so what else is new? Anything?
Well, I'll probably be spending Christmas up at Aunt Fanny's again. I did bring her up last time because we spent Thanksgiving. And,
that's right, you did.
And so we'll probably all end up at Aunt Fanny's because my partner David and his mother and I aren't speaking still. So, I mean, you know, we haven't spoken for a year now and we won't start anytime soon. So we'll end up at Aunt Fanny's. But yeah, Thanksgiving went pretty well, except for Aunt Fanny has mice. I mean, there were literally mice in the bathroom and in the kitchen. And
wait, as pets or just as rodents?
As rodents. Oh, rodentia. No. Crawling around, freaking me out, making me think, God, I'm glad we ate at home and not up at Aunt Fanny's. So for Christmas, we'll probably again eat at home.
Where does she live that she has mice?
She lives up in the Bronx. But, I mean, okay. You know, they have mice here in Queens, too.
Yeah.
So it's not. But
we have mice in Manhattan also. I see them and the rats running around on the subway tracks every morning.
I'm sure they're in D.C. too, but I'm out in the suburbs and I haven't seen any mice out here. I'm sure they're out here, but I just haven't seen them.
Your mice have the decency to stay hidden when you're walking around.
I guess so.
Good suburban mice.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've been chatting for almost a half an hour now, so I'm going to wrap this up. But I'm sorry that other people weren't here to join you guys. You guys are the only ones on the... I'm trying to come up with a different name, you know, calling these gangbangs where lots of people show up and talk, but I have to think of a new word for it. So anyway, thank you very much for being on the show, you guys.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Yes, very much so.
I'm so glad you were available. And of course, we'll have to do this again. For my listeners, check out The Occasional Fag. What's the website, guys?
TheOccasionalFag.com.
Okay, cool. And whenever they put out another show, you'll hear one.
Just subscribe.
There you go. Because
I'm
subscribed.
We put it out occasionally.
Yeah, I'm subscribed. So, very good. All right, you guys. Well, thanks again. And you guys have a wonderful holiday if I don't talk to you before then.
And you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Archer Radio.